Chapter 6, The Way Home.
I want to go back to Kansas, cried Dorothy. Scarecrow, you have brains. What can I do?
The Scarecrow thought. Then he said,
Ask the flying monkeys to take you there.
Dorothy put on the magic cap and called the monkeys.
What can we do for you?
said their king.
Please take me to Kansas, said Dorothy.
But the monkey king shook his head.
We cannot do that, he said. Try the witch of the south,
he said.
She is the strongest of the witches, and she is kind to everyone. Her castle is in the south, in the country of the Quadlings.
Let's all go!
said the Scarecrow,
and ask her to help Dorothy.
Yes, we'll all go,
cried the Tin Man and the Lion.
Thank you, said Dorothy. You are all very kind. We'll start tomorrow.
The next morning, Dorothy and her friends said goodbye to everybody and walked south,with the bright sun in their faces. Then they looked back at the Emerald City.
Oz was not a cheat after all,
said the Tin Man.
He gave me my heart.
And he gave me my first-class brains,
said the Scarecrow.
And he gave me my courage,
said the Lion.
Yes, he kept his promises.
Dorothy said nothing.
He did his best,
she thought. They slept that night on the soft grass with only the stars over them. In the morning, they came to a thick forest. A big tiger came up to them and said to the lion,
Oh, king of the animals, we need your help.
The tiger told him about a terrible monster as big as an elephant with 8 arms and 8 legs as long as trees.
It kills everything,
said the tiger.
It is too strong for us.
Well, said the lion, I'll soon kill that monster for you.
He went away to fight it.Soon he found the sleeping monster. Its big mouth, full of terrible teeth, was open. But the lion saw its thin neck, and he jumped on the monster's back and knocked its head off.
The monster is dead now,
he said to the other animals.
Come and be our king,
they said, and the lion gave them his promise.
But first,
he said,
I must take Dorothy home.
The 4 friends left the forest and came to the country of the Quadlings. Their houses were all red. The Quadlings were short and fat, and they all wore red clothes. At last, they saw a castle in front of them. At the gates were 3 young girls in soldiers' clothes.
Please take us to see the Good Witch, said Dorothy.
The girl soldiers took the friends into the castle. There, Dorothy washed her face and combed her hair. Then the girl soldiers took them to the witch. She sat on a red throne, and she was very beautiful.
What can I do for you, my child?
She asked Dorothy. Dorothy told the witch her story.
And now, she finished, I want to go home to Kansas.
The witch smiled and gave Dorothy a kiss.
I can help you,
she said.
But I need the silver cap.
You can have it,
said Dorothy and gave it to her. The witch said to the Scarecrow,
What are you going to do now?
I want to go back to the Emerald City,
he said.
The people there want me to be their king.
The flying monkeys will take you there, she said. And you, Tin Man, where will you go?
The Winkies were very kind to me,
said the Tin Man,
and they want me to be their king.
Then the flying monkeys will take you there, said the witch. Now, Lion, what about you?
There's a big forest over the mountains. The animals there want me to be their king.
The flying monkeys will take you there, said the witch.
Thank you,
said the four friends.
You are as good as you are beautiful, but how can I get to Kansas?
Your silver shoes are magic, said the witch. They can carry you anywhere. Just jump 3 times and tell the shoes to take you there.
And I never knew, said Dorothy.
So she gave each of her friends a kiss and said goodbye to the witch. She took Toto in her arms. She jumped 3 times and said to the shoes,
Take me to Uncle Henry and Aunt Em in Kansas.
They flew through the air with the wind in their ears and came down just in front of Uncle Henry's house.
Home at last,
said Dorothy.